There's a steer in Rashi, at the very beginning of Parshas Chukas. Rashi introduces to us the concept of Paraduma, this is Parshas Para. So first Rashi sets the rules for us quickly before we begin to even analyze Parshas Para. Zos Chukas HaTorah, Rashi says, it's a chayk, there's no reason, don't even begin to ask questions about it, don't discuss it, just do it. Zos Chukas HaTorah. Then Rashi, a little bit later, after he finishes the Seder of Sukkim, then Rashi starts all over again. And he quotes from whom? From who? From Moshe Darshan, who lived where? Navona. Who else lived in Navona? No. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear everyone's listening. Okay, good. So comes Rashi and quotes from Moshe Darshan, Azad Rasha, with beautiful allegory and characteristics and representations and the Paradum is connected this, and the Kohen is connected that, and the eight errors is connected this, and the Ezov is connected that, and everything is to do this, and you do that, and it's going to be a kapara, and these deep philosophical metaphors of all the beautiful things that we're supposed to learn from the Paraduma. So I have a kasha against Rashi. What is it? Is it a chay? There's nothing, don't even begin to analyze, don't begin to discuss it. Or is there some beautiful moral, ethical, religious teachings that we can walk away with, feeling all good about ourselves, very spiritual from reading the Parsha, Parsha Duma? Which one is it? Pardon, which one is it? There's a passage that we say, before we blow shofar, Tuv tam vadas lamdeini, kiv mitzvesechem hanti. Ben Shalom, explain to me the tam, explain to me the reasons, the das, the wisdom, I want to understand, explain to me what I should understand from the mitzvahs. What great, deep, philosophical, spiritual, ethical messages can I walk away from the mitzvahs? Ki v'mitzvah secher amanti. Because I have a muna that the mitzvahs are true. Isn't that a contradiction? David Melch's coming and asking the Ben Shalom, I want to understand what's going on. If I don't understand it, I'm not interested. And then he takes a step back, ki v'mitzvah secher amanti. The Mefarshim explained what David HaMelech is saying is a fundamental yisod that how we approach Tamei HaMitzvahs. Tuv tam v'das lamdeini. We ask the Rebbein Shalom, we know that there are messages, we know that there are meanings, we know there are things that we can relate to in Shemiras HaMitzvahs. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the system of Torah HaMitzvahs things that a human mind can comprehend. And we ask the Rebbein Shalom to give us some of that. Let us understand the beauty of Shabbos. Let us understand the messages of kashrus that we can fathom, that we can rationally understand. Let us get that spiritual uplifting from doing the mitzvahs. Explain to us how we can become ethical, moral, good people, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our fellow man. Explain to us how the mitzvahs perfect us. We want to learn that. We want to understand what messages we can get out of the mitzvahs. But we're not going to make a terrible mistake. Sometimes people take that approach when they reach a point that, you know, I don't understand exactly. I can't understand this one. This one boggles my mind. I worked on it, and I can't figure out what wearing shatin is. How is that going to make me a better person? How is that going to get me closer to the Rosh? I can't figure it out. So if I can't figure it out, chuck it. That's what David HaMelech says. Tuv tam v'das tam deini. I can only ask the Rebbein Shalom to explain to me, to the best of my ability to understand the mitzvahs, if there's an absolute premise, chayk v'lo yavor, ki v'mitzvesecha amanti. Because I believe in the mitzvahs. Why do I believe in the mitzvahs? Because you personally gave them to me. Whether I like them, I don't like them, whether I understand them, whether I think this is good, this is bad, this is spiritually good, irrelevant. The mechayiv mitzvahs, ki v'mitzvesecha amanti. Rabbi, you said it? That's why I'm doing mitzvahs. It doesn't mean I'm not going to look for reasons, for understandings, for philosophy. It doesn't mean I'm not going to do all that. But that's secondary. Ki v'mitzvesecha amanti. That's what Rashi sets down the rules in Paraduma. Rashi says, Zos Chukas HaTorah. It starts out as a chayk. It's a chayk, it's set in stone. Chayk v'lo yavar. You understand, you don't understand, you appreciate it, you don't appreciate it, you understand the moshe, you don't understand the moshe. Zos Chukas HaTorah. That is the absolute premise. When you finish all the Rashi, Zos Chukas HaTorah, when you finish all the dinim, you know exactly what you have to do, and you accept the Emunah Shleima, then you can sit back and open up Rosh Hashanah and say, There's a message here that I can relate to. I see kapara, egel, tshuva. There are a lot of important messages of tahara. There are a lot of things that I can derive, that I can glean from Paraduma. But it's got to be keeping mitzvah secha amanti. So the Mefarshim say, that we call the reasons for mitzvahs, we call them ta'ame ha-mitzvahs. Ta'am means taste. You know, some ta'am. Why do people eat food? What's the primary reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to eat food? Why? For the taste. For nutrition. Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'chasto ha-godol, they added on a gevaldika dimension of food. Dimension is the food also happens to taste good. Happens to be that usually there's an inverse correlation between the foods that are better for you and the ones that don't taste as good, but that's a different story, not for now. But the taste of the food is secondary. To eat the top end of the food is nutrition. So the tami and mitzvahs are also the secondary. I can derive nice messages, I can learn certain things. Kadosh Baruch wants us to do this. He wants Sefer Chinuch to be written. He wants the Rambam to write Perushim Ma'an. He wants Rav Shimshon Volosh to write you reasons for the mitzvahs. He wants all these things. He wants us to delve into the tami and mitzvahs. But as a taste, not as a nutrition. The nutrition, the Iker Kima mitzvahs, is a Shekidishon mitzvahs, it's found in the Rebbein Shalom. You said so? That's why I do it. So the person is willing to say, Zosu Kisatayra, I'm doing it, Keshachina Kibbutmosha, then, when there's Nasa, then Nishma, then you can start to understand it, you can delve into it, you can understand. But don't make that tragic mistake that so many people have made in the past, that the approach to mitzvah observance is, if it speaks to me, if it talks to me, then it's for me. And if this mitzvah, I can't relate to this mitzvah, this one's not for me. That's the fundamental premise of mitzvah observance is, Kiva mitzvah sechem.